Female, check. Over the age of 27, check. Single, all check. Well, in that case, congratulations, because you officially win the title of being a leftover woman, or widely known as 剩女 in China. In a society where women traditionally marry young, and marriage is still commonly regarded as women's sole source of happiness and fulfillment, being a singleton around a certain age is undoubtedly stuck with stigma. Joy Chen, a Chinese-American who got hitched at the late-booming age of 38, is in shock by the prevalence of this social discrimination.
This generation of women in China is the first generation in thousands of years in China to face so many choices in our lives. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, there's still so much ancient pressure, which is totally outdated. I was talking to a young Chinese woman, she was maybe 27-ish. She was very successful in her work, and she had her own apartment in Beijing, which is a very expensive city. Something was wrong in her apartment, so she invited a plumber over to fix it. And the plumber looked around and saw, you know, no signs of children or husband. And I said, "You haven't gotten married yet?" And she felt like she had to apologize to him. Like, "I haven't found Mr. Right yet." She told me that, and I felt like that is totally different from the experience of American women.
Born in the United States to migrant parents, Joy Chen is undeniably a high flyer and advocate of self-reliance. At age 31, she became the deputy mayor of Los Angeles. After years in public service, she has turned into an elite corporate headhunter who finds CEOs for global companies. Yet recruiting top talents is not her sole job. As the number of Chinese students in America shoots up year by year, Chen has started a blog to provide advice for those young females on their career, relationships, and personal development. The growing popularity of the blog has won attention of CITIC Press, a major publishing house in China, to accredit her to write a strategy book for Chinese women. But the author emphasizes that the catchy title of her debut, Do Not Marry Before Age 30, is not something that comes in a flash.
100 years ago, the life expectancy of women in China was 35. So if women were to take care of, from a biological standpoint, our most important responsibility in our time on Earth, which is to create more Chinese people. But now, you know, you and I may live into our hundreds. So just on one fact alone, we have to totally rechange the way that we look at our lives. The 20s have become a time of exploration, a time to explore careers, explore ideas, date around. Because now we have to find somebody not to stay with us for 10 or 20 years. We have to find someone who can be by our sides for 60 or 70 years. Mm-hmm. That's a huge, totally new proposition.
Containing snippets of personal experience, quotes of those who are famous and knowledgeable while infusing with hands-on tips, the self-help book, Do Not Marry Before Age 30, acts as a guide for young ladies who are struggling or are rebuffed in both love and career. Stating in sheer frankness and honesty, the popular blogger tries to pour out her understanding on the crisis of the so-called leftover women, the universal sense of insecurity, and all those frustrating hang-ups in womanhood.
So the first part of the book is become Miss Right, but how to become Miss Right. Because I think that a lot of women get a lot of very encouraging messages like, go out there, 加油! 你很棒, like you're so awesome, go for it, atta girl. But they don't really know specifically, in very practical terms, how to put step by step forward. The second half of the book is, since I was a CEO headhunter for 7 years, is how to use CEO headhunting methods to hunt Mr. Right. So again, I think what I really try to create is a book of very practical advice.
Practical it is. Flipping through the pages, readers could learn how to find the respective A-plus skills and land better jobs, why women should take heed of office romance and sugar daddies, and find out whether late childbirth could lead to Down syndrome. By gushing over how to date and love, the author tries to emphasize that no matter you are within the institution of marriage or not, it is important for women to understand the mindset of the opposite sex, although they are from Mars, another sphere from our home planet, Venus.
Men and women actually think differently. By understanding them better and understanding better how to communicate with them, we can be better people, you know? I mean, 男人有他的可爱, you know, men are adorable in their own way. And we can learn to love and enjoy their friendship. But we have to go out and spend time with them to do that.
Published in 2012, Do Not Marry Before Age 30 had become a smash hit in China. As it points out, that there's no magic number of one's marriage age, while no dead end for singletons. But girls, please be aware that life doesn't come with instructions. It's your life, you need to seize it. For Studio Plus, this is Liu Kun.